North Canterbury's Compass FM. It's the big drive home with Aaron Clark, property brokers Mark O'Connell from the Hutunui District Libraries. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Bruce. How are you?
Good to see you. Good to see you today. Now, we're here to talk about maybe tracing some people that might have served in one of the World Wars. Now, if you had a relative in the First World War, where would you start to look?
Well, there's a couple of good places. So the first one is Auckland Museum. I've got the site called Cenotaph, which is online, and you can go in and type in a name and it'll bring up the nominal roles, and it has some details about the person, like the date they joined and the ship they went away in and their next of kin and things like that, and it'll give them the number that they were given as
right.
well.
So, yeah. But it wouldn't go into details of more detail about the perhaps how they died or anything like that.
No.
You would have to go further into researching to...
Yes, but there is another place for that.
Oh, okay. Wow, okay.
So you can go to Archives New Zealand and look up Archway, and you can type in a name, and it'll bring up their service record.
Okay.
And then you can... So with the centennial of Gallipoli, they put all this stuff online, so you can click on it and you can read people's service records, which will have lots and lots of information on it.
And I think that's a wonderful thing to do. I mean, when we started out with children, grandchildren proudly wearing their relatives' medals in parades, it really did bring a lump to my heart to see children and grandchildren commemorating the service of their family members.
Yeah.
And I think it's very important. So one thing they can now do is get more details.
They can.
Concerning, and it brings it to life, doesn't it?
It does. As an aside to that, when you put names in there, it'll also bring up people's wills as well, so you can have a look at those too. If you're
okay,
interested.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't. Oh, okay. So they're online as well.
Yeah, they're online beside them.
Wow. So, so that was the next question. Can you get a copy of their service records? So that would give you their rank as well.
Oh, you've seen casualty, if they had any injuries and things like that, where they fought, and when they were transferred around the Europe, or if they went to Europe and things like that.
Yeah,
it's quite detailed.
It's fascinating stuff.
The difficulty is sometimes can be reading the handwriting.
Ah, yes.
But there are volunteers who are, I understand, transcribing. I wouldn't be a good person to be one of those. I have terrible handwriting.
No, so yeah, I know. You should hear they complain about it here. They go, who wrote that? What does that say? So are there any other places that we can look?
Yeah, Papers Past is a really good place.
Yep.
So that's... most New Zealand newspapers online, and that particular period of the First World War, a lot of the papers will be there. It's just a matter of putting in names, or you might be interested in battles or something like that, and names of ships, and you'll see all that. Google can be your friend for this too, so you can just put in whatever you like, and it'll give you accounts of various people.
Papers Past now, Mark, just to remind me, that's now a digital source, isn't it? So you can literally type in a name or a ship or whatever, and it will refer to articles that were then published but from that reference that you've given.
Yeah, so it used to be what they called... searchable, so you could just look at the particular paper online, the way people used to look at those microfiche,
the way you'd read this,
but now along the way they've made it actually browsable, so you can do keyword searches, so we could put in Hickmott's Pharmacy Rangiora.
Right.
And it would take you to all the articles that had those words in them.
Yeah. I must be old because I remember Hickmott's Pharmacy.
and if you live in Canterbury, the papers go up to 1990. So
okay.
The press, yeah. So
that's
a huge resource. Yeah, yeah.
That's just amazing.
But you can equally look up, chocolate cake recipes as well and things like that.
Yeah. Well,
anything you can think of.
Anything you can think of, pretty much. If it's published, you'll find it.
You will.
So, Mark, have you got an example of some things that you have found out about a relative?
Well, I have actually. So, Granddad fought in the First World War. I didn't really know much apart from he had a Gallipoli medal. But I discovered, because I looked at his records, so he joined in October... he went to Gallipoli in October 1915. He wasn't there for the landing,
right?
But he was there when they left in December that same year. And then he actually joined originally as part of the Otago Mounted Rifles. So he might have gone with a horse, I'm not sure. And then then he went to Egypt from Gallipoli and became part of 10th Company, which is North Canterbury.
Right.
North Otago, rather.
Yep.
And then in 1916, he was injured on the 15th of September 1916, and that was the day of the Fleurs-Corselette battle. And that's the day that New Zealanders joined the Battle of the Somme.
Wow.
And so, and there's an account of where they came up out of the trenches and charged at the Germans with other allies, and he was shot in the face and the arm, and went to Britain for about a month to a hospital. It was also interesting, it was the first battle where the British used tanks.
Wow.
And they said they weren't very effective.
You can imagine the very
first
tank.
Send out a psychological message to the Germans, yeah, thinking, yeah, what are these?
What are these?
Yeah. And then after that, he just went back to Europe and carried on with the war.
So, and I was about to raise that when we were talking earlier on about finding out what the service records could tell you. We tend to forget a lot of these young men and women who served, who were injured, would go away to recuperate and then be sent back to the front line.
That's right. So on that day of that battle, that Fleurs-Corselette battle, they sort of came up at 6:20 in the morning and charged. By the end of the day, there were 6,500 New Zealanders had been killed and 1,200 had been wounded. So
that was a huge battle.
Huge battle, yeah. One of the big casualty losses.
And when did you find this out, Mark?
Oh, probably about 3 or 4 years ago.
But
initially, you could send away for them.
Yes.
And then they made them online. So, yeah.
So everyone, if you think you've got a war hero or someone that's served in the services over the course of the year, you can get a lot of detail, it appears. Yeah.
And his brother went as well. He spent the war on camels in the desert.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know what he was up to.
No, but fascinating. It really is. So if you have had someone that's served, you can get a lot of detail about it. And see, this is the diversity of your local library. It is amazing, isn't it? Really. Thank you, Mark. Mark O'Connell, always a pleasure. He has to be the happiest librarian in the whole world. The Hurunui District Libraries Manager, Mark O'Connell. Thank you very much, Mark.
Compass FM.